Hello, this is Kinch Rendell with Your Business Podcast. This is a podcast to help you achieve the freedom of your workday, your work week, or just to help you, encourage you to make a little more money, to do a little more stuff on your own. And what we're going to do is review part of a speech I gave at Toastmasters and lead that back into a good reason why you should be doing your own business. I started off with the speeches last week where I went ahead and talked about the stats of the economy here in America. And let's see, it's 2013, so a lot of these stats were going back 5 years from now. And one of the big ones was 7 out of every 8 jobs created during this recovery are temporary jobs. Another one was food stamp usage has gone up 50% to like 46 million people on food stamps. One of the ones I didn't bring up but really kind of hit home, they said over 1 million kids that are in high school are homeless. Oh my goodness, that's like, how can I help them? How can I give them a home ASAP? So I talked about the stuff, and then I talked about, so what can you do? How do you protect yourself if the economy's not really recovering, if the stock market's going up? And just a little tidbit here and there for you to review that. I was like, well, stocks are paper, and I pulled up paper dollars. Well, I said paper money is just paper. Also, it's ones and zeros in your bank account. I believe only 3% of all money is actually physical coins or dollar bills, tens, twenties, thirties. So I was like, well, what can you do to protect yourself in this kind of crazy economy we have in here in 2013, actually since 2007 or 8? I was like, you can diversify and have some gold and silver. So I bought a silver bar. I said, this is a barbellic relic. I'm not sure if I said that correct again, but literally like, oh, gold and silver, that's just a relic. That's not worth much anymore. Well, it's funny. I pointed out that used to, many years ago, you could take your U.S. dollars and go to the government, and they would give you what? Gold. So at some point, we even tied our money to gold, which no longer applies. So I talked about some of the stuff and the stats. I came back and said, so how can we help? I said, I really don't know. I don't have the solution here. And the lady they evaluated said, oh, that was really good. Like, yeah, you didn't just come with the solution. Literally, I asked people, hey, how can we? Tell me your ideas. Give me your suggestions. Send me notes. And then what I said that I'd read recently was, a lot of it is, can you keep it more local? How can you keep it local? Can you spend your money locally instead of spending your money on something made out of the country or out of the local area? It could be from buying food. It could be buying something made there. Like, I bought a wheelbarrow for a kid that was on sale the other day for $10. And I get it and look at it, it's made in China. I'm like, wow, what can we make here in America still? And I'm still wondering about that. I'm like, what can we really make in America? Well, it's whatever we're thinking about. That's what comes back to this podcast. It's what can we do? What can we make? What business can we do better at if we're making something or doing something here? And also think about that. Even if you're not building your own business yet, how can you support the local economy? Can you buy your meat locally? I've got to do that. I buy lots of bacon. I buy some beef at times. Can I find a local share where literally I can buy from somebody in my community? That way more of the money stays here. I'm taking an online permaculture class, and nice enough, the guy covered in the one I listened to yesterday, he gave the example that if you buy something made out of the area or out of the country, let's say that, he's saying something like 60% of the money probably goes straight out of the country. That becomes the trade deficit. So if I buy this $10 wheelbarrow, let's say 60% of that was money that ended up going over back to China. So then there's 40% of the money left for the guy or the middle people and the seller. Well, that 40%, if they go and buy something made in China or somewhere else, anywhere, but not picking on China, what happens? Well, 60% of that, 40% is gone. I was like, wow, I'm not sure if that's really super accurate, but it seems about right. At some level, there's going to be some percentage that definitely leaves. Oh yeah, we really should spend our money more locally. And someone in the family I talked to last year, or actually I guess it was this year, he is dead set against, he doesn't buy stuff unless it's made locally. And what that requires is actually looking and searching for something that is still made here. Your shoes. I'm not sure how many shoes are still made in this country. I'm surprised at all the things that are not made here. And I don't know if it's because of the fact that we can't buy the raw materials as cheap, or the fact that other governments are subsidizing everything to keep people employed. But I keep saying I really want to produce stuff here. I'm not sure if I ever will manufacture a lot of things, but part of me really wants to. One on my golf ball patent idea, I really want to produce that stuff in America. I really, really do. Even if it costs me some money, I think overall it's a better thing. If this country's doing better, everyone will do better. And even the people that have the great ideas or some bigger business will do better, I believe. Long term, I'd say it's a better thing to be doing than to say, oh, I can make another 10% if I produce it over there. That's what I do when I question that 60%. I forget how much of the iPhone I read was actually value add made in China. Was it 6% or something else? It may not have been a lot. It wasn't 60% for sure. But still, what all can we do to make things here? Some of it maybe will require government making things easier for us to produce things. I believe as Steve Jobs literally said, I think he was talking to Obama, President Obama, it's like, there's too much red tape to do things here. We just can't do it. Or evidently they did not want to do it. I really wonder how much they were giving up profit-wise to produce things overseas. For one, it hurts all the people that would like to have a job here. For sure. This goes back to more encouragement of get out there, start something. Even if you just quit your job, that's basically, in my mind, creating a job because you freed up a job for someone else. Realize that if you can start a company, you end up hiring people, man, that's something great. You know, that's bigger than you can realize. You end up being a great manager, a great employer, you hire more and more people, that's fabulous. So it's not just about you making your money, I would say. Really realize it's going to help other people. It's going to help you. If you have a family, it's going to help your family. It's probably going to help happiness. Your happiness will increase and be better. Now to get to a little mix in here of something to kind of think about. I read and listen to self-help type stuff. And pretty much been doing that since college. I get into it for a while and then I'll think about it for several months. And I'll read something else or listen to a book online. And I saw many years ago the movie What in the Bleep Do We Know? And I don't know how Joe Dispenza's tied to it. It sounds like he produced it. He was probably in it. And I recently got to listen to or bought two of his CDs. Something that really hit home with me. So usually you would read, oh yeah, if you just think about what you want. So you think about that car. Oh, you're sitting in that car you want. How does it smell? And how does it feel? Go to the dealership and figure out how it smells and how it feels. So that's one thing, like usually your vision or your imagery in your mind. You might apply that to playing a sport. Is it golf? Do you imagine hitting the ball straight? Imagine. What I think he put a good twist on that I've been using a lot more is imagine that you've already achieved it. So, yes, you've got your car, you're driving it, and then realize how you'd feel about that and how grateful you would feel. So let's take something like a car. How grateful would I feel that I just bought this brand new Corvette, let's say, $57,000 car, I think the 2014 model it starts at. Well, I'm going to sit there and say I'm grateful that my business was doing well enough that I could afford to buy the car. I'd be grateful that my boss gave me a raise because I worked so hard. You got to think, why and how did you achieve that? And what you're really doing is you're assuming that you've already done it. And what they say is, you can basically trick your mind, not only trick your mind, but you're convincing your mind that it's already happened. And things that your mind believes already happened basically can happen. So I'm not sure if this is touchy-feely or what this would be considered, but literally, I like that better than just going, oh, I'm imagining I have this car. I really imagine my success and then how thankful I am to all the people that helped me achieve it. You can thank a God. You can thank anybody and everybody that you think would help you get there. So literally, if it's your own business or being more successful, try to imagine, oh yes, I am at that point where I've quit my job because my business has taken off. Can you take those steps and really go, okay, wow, how does that feel? Man, you might go, I'm amazed that I actually made this happen, that I was able to achieve this. I no longer go to work every day. I'm so happy that I can be at home and have breakfast with my kids or something, or be home earlier and see my kids' basketball game, or be there when they get home from school and pick them up. I'm so grateful that I put in the hours and the time and actually took the action to achieve my goals in my own business, or to achieve that new job or that promotion, or just maybe achieving a side business that gives you the extra time and money to do some different things. Just start with those steps of, what is it going to feel like when you get there? How grateful will you be? Who will you be grateful to? And once again, with everything for business and everything in life, Joe Dispenza points out the biggest challenge in all of it is taking the time to do it. Will you take the time each day, each week for your business to get ahead, to do something positive in it? Will you take the time to set aside time to reflect on what it's going to be like when you achieve it? I remember Amway, I think, I must have read some book or something back in college, it was tied to Amway, that was kind of along the same lines, but I do not remember them bringing up the I'm grateful. Really taking the time to say, I'm grateful to so-and-so. I am grateful that I used the ability I have. I took the time. I'm grateful that I took the challenge, let's say, to achieve my goals, to put time into my goals. Well, it's morphed back to something I've probably mentioned before, but I find it very helpful in my life. Talking about what you're interested in, be it business or something else, is a way to find out who else kind of can help you with that. If you're not one that talks much, you're missing out on connections, I would say, with people. Whether it be face-to-face, Facebook, whatever it is, as long as you're not sharing too much information where they're like, oh my goodness, Kitch is always talking about this or talking about that, I wish you'd just... But if you share things, even with strangers, I feel what it was recently. I brought something up and they're like, oh yeah, oh, I went to this SQL Server, which is a database group, and a friend of mine was speaking there. And his other friend, I mentioned web hosting and something else, and literally I got a card for government contracting. He goes, oh, I got a friend, and if you were interested in that... So really, just bringing up what you're doing or what you're into will help people relate. They might not relate, but they might go, oh, hey, so-and-so Joe, he's really good at that. I mean, as I say this, I realize I should do this more for every little thing I'm working on. All of it. The more, the better. The more people that you connect with, the more likely you are to find help or find somebody that you can help. It's just, I'd say it's very good to do that. That's another thing is if you can help somebody with a podcast or a blog, do it. I've got a guy that I just bought some stuff from that I gave him some ideas for his website. He is ecstatic. He's like, oh yeah, I don't know much about my website, but that makes sense. I should do that. Another friend with a SQL Server. I'm going to help him with WordPress. What am I also going to do? I'm going to record the steps again that I've already put on your business podcast. Steps of doing different WordPress things. Because here's one thing I realized with him. He's like, oh yeah, I asked people in these groups of 60 to 100 people, hey, do you have any questions? I was like, Reeves, you've got to get that where people can ask you questions online on your website, like a WordPress website, then you can answer them. And if you don't realize why, here's why. Search engines love content. And if one person has that question, lots of people have that question. And they will Google or use Bing to search probably for that same question. And when they find your site and find the answer, they'll probably bookmark your site. Or if nothing else, at least you got more and more traffic there. So what are you doing in your business? And what can you add to it? You just have a website you're never updating? Update it. Add to it. Here's an example. The guy I bought stuff from, it's Comfrey. It's a plant. And he goes, oh, people love Comfrey. They send me all these letters about how it helped them. It helped their horse's health. It healed them or did something good. I was like, you should have a page on your website with those letters and a page that says, horses and Comfrey. Can you feed or does it help? What are the uses of Comfrey related to horses? and literally put some of those letters up there. It's like, oh, yeah. I mean, that's a point where somebody's sending you content that you ask them, can I use this on a website? Maybe take their name off. They say yes. People are providing you content for your site. If you can get to the point where people are asking you questions that you can answer, that's more content for your site. The guy Jack Spirko I listen to, he has 2 out of his 5 daily shows every week are answering either emails or voicemails. It's people helping him create content and create shows. I mean, 2/5 of his weekly work is kind of picked out for him already. And he doesn't answer other questions. He has other people answer some of the questions. So we're in your business. Maybe if you're not doing much on your website, this will kind of get you a few ideas like, oh, could have a frequently asked questions section. Or an answer more questions that people have. Yes, you probably could. No matter what the field, this all comes back to, will you take the time to do it? And that really hits home with me. Take the time. Everybody's got 24 hours in the day. Some of us have more kids, no kids. Some of us watch TV and do certain shows. Some of us don't. We can all figure out where to put a little bit of extra time in to get ahead. One of the other things I listen to is literally like, how many seconds or minutes a day are you spending time doing X? Can you automate that? Might be watering your yard. Let's say a sprinkler system would cost you $1,000 to put in. Made by an automatic timer, you just plug in your sprinkler to that. How much time does it save? Now, if you truly enjoy that, that's your meditation time, go out there and water the yard. But where can you save some time? Is it changing your oil in your car? I'm literally going to take my truck in. I think it's $200-something to get the front shocks changed. Could I do it? Yes. Have I done it before I'm about to take a trip? No. So I'm starting to apply this more and more. Where can I get more time? And I'm really applying it to, I really realized I like spending time at the farm planting things. More so than getting ahead on different little projects I could do. Consulting for website stuff, I still do some. I don't want to sit there and do that. I'm basically getting to the point where I'm spending more and more time on my passions, including trying to help other people get ahead, than it is just working hourly for money. So just to review, the economy's not so great. It's not so rosy. I started out my speech with, I want to scream to the world. So that's kind of why I'm just sharing this. Some of the stats are really, really down. The stock market's up, but overall, I can't find reasons why it is. It might be because the dollar's worth less and less. So what can we do? We can find ways to make some money ourselves on the side, or put more time into our business, work smarter, not necessarily harder, to get ahead. You never know who else you're going to help. Hopefully you help yourself, and you're successful, you can help some others. Can we produce more stuff here in America? Can we have, I haven't even looked, I'm sure there's websites that are made in America things. Can you go out there and use Kickstarter to get your idea and your company going? Other people are like, yes, I want to contribute money to you to get your business going. If it's money, look at Kickstarter. Not every bank is loaning money. There's different ways now that people are, it's not lending tree. There's some different private lending groups where literally you can go and put your money in there and make loans, little bitty loans to lots of different people. Those people can actually then get a loan, might be at 8% or 5% or 10%, but at least they can get the money for their business. And you as an investor are making more money because you're not going through the third-party bank. So whatever it is, take some time, some steps, some action. Go out there and not only insulate yourself and help yourself by either getting ahead or getting going, but just realize you're also going to help other people. And then spend some time, literally, either before you go to sleep, when you wake up, when you're not feeling great about things, spend some time and think, how grateful, how will it feel when you've achieved some level of success, when you've met some goal, when you made that first $100 a month, that first dollar, that first $1,000, that first $10,000, when you get to that first $100,000 a year sales, 200, half a million, million. Just think about that. Whatever goal you can set for yourself, it'll probably grow later, but then think how amazed you might be, how grateful. You might even think, this crazy guy, for bringing this up, going, you know what, I thank this guy for sitting there and yapping in his car while driving down the road and sitting there and giving us videos and encouragement. Believe you me, I don't think it's smart to get you ahead so much in business. In some ways, yes, but most ways, no. It's taking the time. It's starting something. If you don't have any kids, do it now, because later you might have the excuse, oh, I have kids and a family and all these things I have to do. Oh, I've heard that and seen that in my friends over and over. Hey, do it. 5 and 10 years from now, you look back and be like, oh, I should have done that sooner. If you're not doing something, do it now. Talk to people. You have ideas you're willing to share, share them with people. See if they're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I'd buy that. Or I'd be interested in that. Oh, you can do my taxes? You're an accountant? Great. Yeah, I'll pay you something for that. Whatever it is you do. I always say, start a lawn company. Start a more of a permanent lawn company, a permaculture lawn farming company. Put in perennials that grow back every year. What can you do? What are you interested in? What are your passions? Is it blogging about being a new mom, a new dad? People do all these things. And there's more and more. There's room for all of it. Can you do it better? One of the guys I raced with, once again, he started doing YouTube videos on playing video games. Makes his money doing that now. What are you into? What do you do? Is it SQL Server? Is it horses? Is it raising comfrey and selling plants? Maybe it's a couple different things you do. Maybe you do something in the winter, something in the summer, spring, fall, you have more time off. There's so many possibilities. Let's produce some more stuff here. Whether it's a service or a product. Wherever you are, produce it locally. Try to support locally. Go out there and do it. Spend some time. Challenge yourself to spend as much time listening to people as you are doing things. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have some comments you can share, please share them.